Blog Talk Radio.
Omar Kenyatta from Virginia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Joyce Williams from Oklahoma City. I suppose they'll be on in a few moments. Hold up on a sec.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Brother Omar, are you still with us?
Are we the only two on at this time?
I believe we are.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who has joined the call?
Okay. I think we had a conversation last week in reference to the event that's planned for next year. As I think I raised some questions as it relates to a marketing plan around solicitation. I was wondering, has that question kind of, I guess, since last week?
Well,
been...
Brother Omar, we have what our events planner has identified as four committees. And she's broken it down into four committees. One committee being the resource, another being finance, sales, as well as marketing. And what we're looking for, assistance or volunteers in each of those, for each of those committees. And wherever your skills best lie or your interests best lie are the areas that, or one of the areas that we would love for you to participate in. Now, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and that's 4 o'clock Central Time, I think you're on the East Coast, aren't you?
I am.
You're in Virginia. Okay. Well, then that will be 5 o'clock for you.
Okay.
If you have some free time, I would like to invite you to our Zoom call. And
okay.
By that way, you'll be
everybody.
Able to...
This is Bilal Bynum. Can everybody hear me now?
Yes,
yes
sir.
We can.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Excellent. Let's get started with tonight's show. I want to make a few introductions. We do have first of all, let me speak to some of my directors. Starting with Brother Aziz. Brother Aziz, you see what tonight's topic is. It really came from information that you picked up. I'm going to have you to take about 5 or 10 minutes to elaborate on our topic tonight, big businesses and investors buying out the black communities. We know that this is happening right away, and we need to get this information out. So, Brother Aziz, if you would start.
Yes, greetings to everyone, and Assalamualaikum. I'm just getting on. I had a little problem connecting here, but anyway, I'm on. And what I'd like to say is, yes, we do have a lot of, in our communities, a lot of our people fall behind on their real estate taxes, and they don't pay their real estate taxes until they go into where they're, someone else pays the taxes and a lien is put on their property. And a lot of our people are so proud that they won't say anything about this. And the next thing you know, their property has been taken by someone that's an investor that's not even part of the community. And there, this home is broke up. The black loses their property. And perhaps if we had some kind of pool or concern or a group in within our community that did things like black people that have problems with paying their taxes that are behind, let this group, let our organization know about this. We'll pay these taxes up for you, give you a chance to stay in the neighborhood, do whatever we can to save that community, save that family. Investing back like that in the community, because a lot of big businesses coming in, like our brother Paul that came on last week was mentioning about, as he said before, about down in Miami we have what is known as Little Haiti, and they have a lot of shops and businesses down there, small businesses, nothing real big, however. The property that the area of Little Haiti is sitting on right now is an area wherein big investors, real estate investors, are coming in, buying up the property. And as we speak now, there's construction going on, building new condominiums there in Little Haiti, because the majority of Haitians were there in this deprived property, or this property that was not up to par, was you know, used by the Haitians because it was cheap real estate at the time. But now that Lower Miami is being predicted by oceanographers, that is sinking, and it's sinking, and they're going to lose part of that part of Miami. It's going to sink into the ocean. So, trying to get a jump on the real estate investors, are trying to get a jump on things. So, they're buying up as much property as they can in Little Haiti, and putting up these big condos, and that's going to be the end of that community there, as well as in many communities that we see this called gentrification coming in and looking at the tax records and buying up properties in the black communities. And once these properties are developed, African Americans or black can no longer be able to live in these areas because it's costing them too much. And we've seen that take place in the Washington metropolitan area a lot. I mean, houses and communities that have been neglected, and then, you know, these Caucasian real estate investors, they buy up these areas, and even though they're little small places in that, by the time they finish with those little small places are 20 times the amount of money that was paid for them, as well as you can be sure that, you know, we won't be living in those communities again because, you know, we're being overpriced, outpriced. But we see this going on around America where our big investors, big companies are buying up black properties and turning them into commercial properties, as well as, you know, reinvesting in them and rehabbing these places, if not tearing them down and putting up new structures. And it's tearing our neighborhood up where we really don't have any footing, any land, any community life. And I just wanted to say it's an idea that I had, that perhaps different groups of blacks in different cities could get together and look at black folks and have black folks that are having problems with their tax. Let them know, you know, in private. It could be, you know, where this information has been given out, because a lot of people don't like to know about, like, their business out in the street like that, that I'm behind on my taxes and I'm struggling just to, you know, to keep utilities on, and that, can I get some help, you know, and be able to help these people and give them some time down the road before the normal process of what would be done if somebody paid your taxes, of repossessing your property. Maybe it could be extended a lot further, but that's an idea I had, Brother Bilal, going out there, dealing with the topic that we're having today, big business and investors buying up the black community. So if we have any other listeners, Brother Umar, Assalamu alaikum, Sister Joyce, Assalamu alaikum, any of y'all would like to comment on that, please do.
Well, Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings to everyone. Brother,
yes.
I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of what is going on across America. Of course, we have a history of that occurring in the rural area first, you know, in regards to the land grab from African American community. Now we're seeing it become urbanized, probably because that's where the new gentry, this generation is relocating. And corporate interest is at play because they are transforming from the urban inner city welfare market to a high income market across this country. So now real estate is of value based upon, you know, corporate interest now trying to, you know, saying, like, you know, it's a profit motive. But in roughly what you said, I think several weeks ago I introduced one model. I think there are about three or four different approaches politically and economically. Politically, it needs to be said that African Americans are at a point where land grab and loss of land has become a political issue relative to, you know, I'm saying, what has occurred, you know, in America. None of our politicians or our political structures have never addressed that, you know, in terms of, you know, t- to either party, saying that there has to be some kind of moratorium on loss of land in African-American community, be it rural or urban. I mean, that's that may be seen radical, but a landless people in America has a lot to do with intergenerational wealth production. So it has an economic tie to it. You know, the other piece is the investment side of it around, and that's why I raised the question on a national level, does Black Wall Street USA have a strategy, and the model is a real estate investment trust, which is a major investment tool that will allow you to either, you know, go into urban areas and where there is available real estate available, actually buy it up, be it, you know, commercial or residential. And the other aspect of that is, you know, the needed financial capital. And that's a big issue, I mean, relative to the number of credit unions and African-American banks that we have and insurance companies. Those are the three major components that actually housing capital, I mean, financial capital. And I guess I'm raising a question on the overall strategy of Black Wall Street USA, because I know Dr. Carter, you know, being a Christian minister, where are the national church organizations that represent millions of dollars of Black church goers on this whole framework of acquisition of land, acquisition of real estate development, and the actual, you know, establishment of, you know, a reestablishment rather of the Black Wall Street movement? Because we got capital in our community, but who convenes to direct that capital based upon the objectives of Black Wall Street?
Excellent point, Brother Umar. Can everybody still hear me? I'm having technical problems. Can you hear me?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you well. I hear you okay.
Okay, excellent. I have to come through my telephone because my mic system on the main station, we're having problems. So, as long as we're communicating. Brothers and sisters, again, we're going to continue the subject that we're on, because I know, I've said many times, that if you looked at the Black neighborhood and you looked at it and was putting together a portfolio, in other words, if I was an outsider and looking at investment opportunities in this country, I would look at a community like the Black neighborhood, a community that is spending in consumer spending over $1.3 trillion, and then you and not counting the monies that, but anyway, the amount of money that we spend, according to our being business owners, makes it a wonderful place for new investments. And I say that now because most of these communities that are not African American, most of the communities in this country, first of all, are either Caucasian or African American. It's been like that ever since our beginning. But the thing about the African American community, because we haven't industrialized our community, and because many of the Caucasian communities are overwhelmed as far as their industrialization, they need to now expand. And one of the cheapest ways to expand, rather than developing new land, and the cost of developing new lands, the best way is just buy the lands that's already developed, and that land will be African-American community. So you have large investors now talking about buying up all African-American communities as much as they can, because they know that two things. They can expand, and I know some small communities that's already happening in where large businesses are coming in, putting their big factories, they're putting their big businesses are coming in into these small African American communities now, because that's the cheapest way for them to be, develop their growth. And so, which means that if we as African Americans don't become financially vested in each other and start growing our own business, our own industrialization, our own businesses in our own communities, others are going to do it, and we're going to find ourselves displaced. And kick, like Brother Aziz was saying, they're going to come in and buy these communities from us at small prices, and then they're going to values of these properties is going to go up, taxation is going to go up, and you're going to find yourself put out of your own community. And believe me, brothers and sisters, it's already happening. So that's why we bought the subject up tonight about big businesses and investors, outside investors, buying up the black community. It's already happening, and it's going to happen unless we save our communities, and not save our communities, save our very valuable communities. And just like so many of the questions, the dollars that's going out of our community has got to be accounted for. Those monies has got to come back into our community. And I think Brother Umar was hitting it right on the head. One of the biggest, our biggest institutions in our community is our religious community. And you have over $100 billion a year, and that is a conservative figure, going into banks all over this country. And then as far as the currency return back to our community, yeah, they may send our, some of our ministers or whoever is in charge of the money, they may give them $100 million to do anything they want to do with it. But $100 million compared to $100 billion is just is not even a 10%. So, again, a lot of our money, if it's not being put back into the community, those who are living very lavishly and spending very largely, they cannot spend $100 million. Therefore, if they're going to spend what they want to spend, and the rest of the money is going to go right back into the white community and Wall Street, simply because we are just not being fair with each other. So there's much, but redirecting our dollars and building up our black community, it's our success. But I can tell you right now, it's going to be our failure if we don't do it. So again, brothers and sisters, I know time is moving right along. The mics are going to be open. I am going to get off of here, and I am going to open up the mics. But before I do want to introduce one of our new directors, Mr. Walker, out of New Jersey. I think he's out of Atlantic City, New Jersey, as a matter of fact. But Brother Walker, are you with us? Brother Walker, are you with us? Okay, I'm Brother Walker. Okay, well, he is a new member. He joined. He called this week. He heard about our organization. He was very excited, and the brother do have a very good business plan that he's bringing with us. But at the same time, I wanted to introduce him because he's going to be a director out of the state of New Jersey. So again, Brother Walker, if you're with us, we'd like to introduce you. And of course, if you should come on, go ahead and introduce yourself. Other than that, I am going to open the mics up. Anyone wish to make any comments on what you have already heard or make new announcements, especially those of you who are doing the commemoration next year in Tulsa, Oklahoma, of Black Wall Street. So again, I'm going to open the mics up, and I will ask if Sister Stone or Eartha Stone, are you with us? Director Stone.
Director Stone, okay, will not be able to attend this meeting tonight.
Okay, well then I'll let you, those of you who work and assist, work with Director Stone along with, I think I heard the voice of Miss Wim. And so again, those who are in Oklahoma, we want to turn everything over to them so they can keep us informed and updated as to how we can participate and support the commemoration of Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, next year. Oklahoma, we're turning it over to you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening. This is Joyce Williams. And I was, before you guys were on, I was speaking with Brother Umar in regards to our Zoom meeting. Now, I sent an email to the New Africa Business Association's email address. Hopefully someone was able to see it. But I did also send one to Brother Aziz today on
I got it.
Okay, good. So if you don't mind sharing that with Brother Bilal and Brother Umar, it'll be tomorrow,
okay.
4 o'clock our time, 5 o'clock your time. And we will all be able to be trained. Because, see, with this organization, the Eventbrite, she will train us on how to get on there and maneuver around. We can, you know, we can sell tickets. We can get sponsors. Like we were saying earlier, I know back in the day it was called Safeway, but I don't know what it could be now. But if the office will accept so many tickets to sell, I don't know how she's got it set up, but she will be more than happy to explain it all to us tomorrow. We're going to start the Zoom call. It will hold, the call itself will hold up to 100 people. But now, if there are any questions, we're going to have to hold up because she's only going to be on for an hour. So we have 100 questions from 100 people, or we'll be over and we won't learn what we're trying to learn. So if we could keep our questions that nature to a minimum, or you're more than welcome to email us or go to our Facebook page, the New Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, on Facebook, and you're more than welcome to leave your comments and your concerns and your questions there, and I guarantee you we will be more than happy to respond. But anyone who is wanting to join us, and like I said, tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern time, we're going to have our Zoom meeting with our events coordinator. And he'll be able to help us to maneuver into Eventbrite, how we can sign up. And not only that, Eventbrite can help also for future events.
Okay.
Sure, I did have a question.
I'm Phoenix Walker. I'm from New Jersey.
And I'm glad to be here. I'm really excited to be the state director. I know it comes with with great responsibility, and I'm up for the challenge. I have a business that I want to share with the group. You guys need to know about this, and it's going to answer a lot of the problems that we have with economics. One of the problems that I've identified, with the Black community is the lack of economic opportunity or upward mobility. The youth go to school and they have to work. When they enter the work field, they have to ask people from other ethnicities, other nationalities, for opportunity, and very rarely, in many areas across the country, Black-owned businesses are far and in between, far few and in between. This opportunity, there's a new rideshare tech company, called Fripp Delivers. Okay, if everyone has a pen, I need you to take down the web link that I want to give you guys, take down my email. Okay. On this app, it's going to feature rideshare, grocery, restaurant delivery. Okay. The rideshare industry, or it's called SaaS, Software as a Service Industry, is projected to grow into a $1 trillion industry in the next 10 years. Okay. So this industry is going to be bigger in 10 years than it is presently. Okay. Uber, Lyft, these companies are evaluated to be worth $100 billion. Okay. So those people who get involved now, you put yourself in position, to really prosper financially. I liken it to if you had the opportunity to invest in Uber or YouTube or Yahoo or Google, Apple, Microsoft, if you were at the very beginning, of these companies when they first started, you would be very well off financially today, So this is the same opportunity that we have with this new company. My email, please have a pen and please email me, economicempowerment528@gmail.com, ECONOMIC. Empowerment, EMPOWERMENT 528@gmail.com. Please send me an email with your phone number. Also, please take down this. It's called a bit.ly link, bit.ly. Now, this is a little tricky, but / right to left going across your chest. Slant it, starting with the right hand raised up and then slant across your chest, going down. That's the / Some people call it a forward slash. Now, all capital letters, Hellfighter 369, HellFighter 369, what you want to do with that link, you want to text it to yourself, text it to a friend. That way it will create a link to a page where you'll be able to access information. Your phone number is there. Send an email to me, What you guys need to know is that when this program is so powerful that you can give it to a homeless person. And all the homeless person needs is a smartphone, a functioning smartphone, and a bank account, and they can build themselves out of poverty, just by sharing their referral code. When you share your referral code with Uber or DoorDash or Grubhub or any of these SaaS companies, software as a service companies, when you share their referral code, they'll give the consumer a $5 kickback or 25% off. But when you think about it, over the lifetime of these accounts, these companies are going to make thousands to tens of thousands of dollars. So they're really actually ripping the people off,
They're insulting our intelligence because they're giving you a $5 credit, but they're making thousands, tens of thousands of dollars off of these accounts. Okay, and this is happening to millions of people around the world. Okay, they're charging people 30%, 40% to use the service. Okay, and the people are out of work. The people are they're losing their jobs. Unemployment is running out. Okay, so these companies are making so much money right now, but the people are suffering. So what makes this company different? Every time you share the referral code with this company, you're going to get a kickback for the life of every account, okay? So you're an individual. You sign up for an account with us, and you share, you use the service, okay? You get a free account. Every time, if you sign that person up who is using the service, you're going to get 40 cents unlimited for the life of every account that you set up. So let's say you bring in 1,000 people, and 1,000 people use the service at least 5 times a week. Okay, that's $2,000, the residual income. That's every week. You get paid every Saturday. That's $2,000 every Saturday. That's $8,000 a month. On the second level, when people start to understand how this program works, you're going to make 10 cents on the second level, okay, when those people start to bring people in. Okay, so it's a rideshare delivery tech company that has a referral marketing component to it. The drivers pay a $99 monthly subscription, okay? And I don't expect too many people to understand how the Uber program works. But Uber is taking thousands of dollars a month away from the drivers every single month, okay? And they're passing the cost on to the customer, okay? But with our company, what makes us revolutionary and different, the drivers pay a $99 monthly subscription fee. And then for the next 30 days out of the month, the driver is going to profit at least 100% of all the economic activity, all of the fares that they the services that they provide. They're going to make 100% of everything that they earn. And the way that the company was able to do this is that every driver and every restaurant that we sign up into a system will be issued their own merchant credit card. So now when a customer pays for their service from their credit card, the money goes directly to the driver, to the driver's merchant account, to the restaurant's merchant account. So it's direct payments versus with the Uber model, the money goes through the Uber machine. Uber takes 30, 40, 50%, and then whatever's left, the driver or the restaurant will get that money, okay, but at a substantial loss, okay, because there's a third party in the money cycle. So with our company, we've eliminated the third party in the money cycle. And we're in the business of creating
Mr. Walker, I'm going to have to stop right there. We only got about 15 more minutes. So again,
okay,
I would love you to come on at the 8 o'clock show. You are a member of Black Wall Street now, so again, we are going to give you the opportunity to give a full presentation, but again, we have to sort of get our calendar, empty some of our calendars on some of those who came just before you. But anyone who, we will give the audience a quick chance to ask you a couple questions, but I know you haven't given us a full explanation like you would like to. And unfortunately, in your introduction, we can't give you the time that you need, but you will be getting it. I will ask you to call in on the 8 o'clock show. We probably can spare you another 10 or so many minutes. That'll be Brother Aziz and Brother Umar. Brother Umar is the director for the state of Virginia. Brother Umar, you want to give the greetings to our new director in Jersey, since you guys will be working together?
Excuse me, can Mr. Walker say his email again?
Go right ahead. Is this Brother Paul?
Yes.
Brother Paul, go ahead and introduce yourself. Also, you have an interest in what Mr. Walker, all of you guys have a real good interest in the businesses that you do. And sooner or later, you're going to know each other much better. But anyway, since you have Brother Paul right now, I'm sorry, for Brother Walker, I'm going to give you about 5 minutes, and then we're going to open the mics up so others who haven't had a chance to speak, giving them a chance. So any questions or comments or that we need to know from our new member?
Mr. Walker, any number to contact you?
609-225-1044 is my contact. Please send me a text. I will respond. I'm here to help. We have a plan. We have a plan to empower the communities all over the world. We have a plan, okay? And please, we can unionize. We can come up with a mission statement as far as what we want to do economically. This program is very, very empowering, and it's happening right now. We're live all across the nation, and we're at the very, very beginning of something great.
Okay. Any other questions or comments before we move right along?
Yeah, I was asking Mr. Walker, did he mind giving that number out again, please?
Yes, sir. 609-225-1044. Not only am I the state director for Black Wall Street for New Jersey, but I'm also the state director for this the Trip Delivers, Trip Technologies, okay, for the Northeast region. Okay, so I'm very knowledgeable in this, and this program is very new, okay. And whoever gets involved now, okay, you put yourself in position to make a lot of money, to make history. This program is so innovative and it's so brand new that our CEO, his name is Bob McNulty. He's a multi-billionaire. He is a retired Navy SEAL. Okay, so we're a veteran-owned business. I'm a veteran as well, and he purposely made this program very generous. Okay, intentionally very generous. Okay, and so when you give this program away for free, you create an account for free, you get a free internet business with all the bells and whistles. Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Bob. Yeah, thank you so much for the
No. Again, and we're gonna look forward to maybe you're sharing some more information at Black Wall Street. All right after the show, Brother Aziz Jamal. The audience, and especially Mr. Walker, the information that he will be on your show at Talking with Brother tomorrow's show at 8 o'clock.
Yes, definitely. yes, Brother Walker, and our listening audience. The Black Wall Street, Black Wall Street USA Northeast conference call every Wednesday at 8 p.m. 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that number is area code 712-451-0683. And that's area code 712-451-0683. And after you dial that number, there's a code to get in. And that code is 6140#. And again, that code number is 614060#. And if you need any more information about that, contact blackwallstreetusa.org. And that's blackwallstreetusa.org. Back to you, Brother
okay.
Bynum.
Thanks so much, Brother Aziz.
Yes.
Now we're going to... keep our mics open. Our mics are still open. We got about 10 more minutes. Our mics are open. Anyone who wish to, any new members or anyone who wish to introduce their business real fast. And especially, I want to bring back Black Wall Street and those who are doing the commemoration. Mr. Walker, I think with a large program and a large organization like you represent, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told all the other big businesses. And, of course, some of those, as you know about Boomerang. And some of the, and of course, Dr. Stone, she's not with us. She's got several large businesses. But you guys who have these large national businesses that you promote, you would be making a serious mistake. Miss Baker, if you would, commute your phone. I can hear you. But anyway, Mr. Walker, like I was saying, you may want to get with your directors or some of your partners and become a sponsor of the commemoration of Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're expecting a huge crowd. And those of you who have those national messages, especially those of you who will be sponsoring, helping to sponsor that event, those are the ones I am sure is going to be the guest speakers at this event. So I would encourage you to get in touch with the Oklahoma group speak to them. And a matter of fact, at 8 o'clock, like I said, everything there is Black Wall Street. Right behind you on the New Africa Business Association. And, of course, we've been having national events, and we have a national event. Matter of fact, it's going to be right there in Houston in December. And that's going to be one of our national events. And I'm going to give the Black Wall Street members and those who are putting on this commemoration a good idea of how these national programs are put on. And I'll be putting this information out hopefully next week about the a time to be grateful, which will be Houston, Texas this year. And I'll be sharing much more information as we go along. And again, that's another opportunity for many of you who have a business and an idea that you're trying to get out to the entire African-American nation. So, again, I am going to go back, and I am going to turn it back over to Tulsa and those who have done the commemoration. But just before I do, I want to ask, is there anyone who has spoken and wish to speak up now and introduce yourself and let me know just to say hi? I do know I see a good friend of mine out there, Miss Baker. She's out there. Of course, Miss Baker, many of you was talking about last week when she wasn't on, but she's with us now. And those of you that was talking about the stimulus package, the second stimulus package, and how you won't miss out like you did the last time as far as putting in your a stimulus request. Ms. Baker, did you want to make any quick comments on that?
Yes, I can make a few comments. The second stimulus is coming out in a couple weeks, but it's based on the same way they did the first one, as you having your taxes filed. And then if you don't have your taxes filed, they are sending out letters to people, to like 9 million people that didn't get the first stimulus check, and telling you step by step what to do to get the first one. They're also having with small businesses, if you know of any small businesses that are in need of a loan, and this is a loan, it's a loan for 30 years, I think the interest rate is 3.5%.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing disaster loans up until the end of September, and it's $25,000, no doc, no, you don't have to guarantee it, but if you want anything above $25,000, you will have to put up your business assets, and you personally guarantee it. Depends on how much it is, and that's only through That's only through September 30th.
And Ms. Baker, you said that interest rate was what now?
I think it's 3.5%.
3.5%. Let me make a quick comment on that interest rate and the reason I ask. Brothers and sisters, like I said, this is a wonderful time to go into business and to borrow money. Whether you're doing it against your equity or wherever you're going to buy and borrow money. But let me just say, as a financial planner, at 3.5 or 3.25%, and you're talking about taking a loan for 30 years, do you realize for every $10,000 that you're borrowing, you're paying less than $100 a month for it? So, again, this business of $25,000, you have the opportunity to borrow $25,000 and at a 30-year loan, a 30 years of paying back at 3%, you're paying less than $300 a month for $25,000 of a loan, a use of money. Now, just think of 10 of you took the opportunity of taking $25,000 and went into a business, and $300 a month is what each one of you are paying back. Well, look at the amount of money you're going to be making from the business. Now is a wonderful time. Speak to financial planners, speak to folks like this. Speak to the experts. This is a wonderful time to start growing businesses and doing it, like I said, vested with each other. Doing groups of 10, 20, 100 of you. That's the way very large businesses. This is how you turn these funds. The only thing we need to do is put the businesses in our communities because our citizens are already spending the money. They just need a place to spend it. Why not make it real close to their home, which is right in their community? Again, we got about 5 more minutes, but thanks so much, Ms. Baker. And I'll come on at 8 o'clock because I didn't really mean to take up too much time, but sometimes when I hear from experts like yourself, you have to put emphasis on what it says. Again, I'm going to open the mics up. Any questions, any comments? We got about 5 more minutes. I'm going to open the mics up to you guys, and especially Oklahoma. But Oklahoma, you know, you'll be coming on at 8 o'clock, and that will be your show. So, again, I'm opening the mics up. We got about 6 minutes. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Brother Aziz. I'd like to mention to our listeners, especially in the Washington, D.C. area, this is Washington, D.C. metropolitan area Black Restaurant Week. And it's going on. It started the 18th of September, and it's going to end on the 27th of September. And that's Black Washington Restaurant Week. And you can Google that up and find out the different activities that's taking place during this week of Black Restaurant exhibits and marketing of their names and, you know, going by and sampling some of the good food that they may have. And also on a national level, different regions around the country have Black Restaurant Week all year long. So that's something you might want to look up also besides what's going on in Washington, D.C. from September the 18th to the 27th. And thank you.
We welcome your comments. Okay, don't have any more comments.
I did have a comment about what you all were talking about earlier about investors coming in to the areas, you know, trying to purchase property. And
oh, yes.
I've been getting so many letters, so many phone calls of trying to purchase my property that I have in the Washington, D.C. area. They're really being aggressive in trying to buy up certain properties. And my property is in Maryland, but it's right outside of D.C., so it is happening.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't want you folks saying that I'm saying this stuff. I'm a financial planner. Again, I look for investment opportunities just like everybody else. But in this case, the investment opportunities, white folks want, it's cheaper to take your, to buy out your community than to redevelop communities that are not already developed. So again, it's much cheaper. In other words, I don't have to go and tear down woods. I don't have to clear out land. I don't have to put in zoning. It's already, the only thing I need to go is go into in that low class black neighborhood that ain't doing no business, and they everything there is cheap. Go in there and buy up. I mean, most black neighborhoods are pretty close to white neighborhoods anyway, so they ain't doing enough of buying you out so they can expand. And believe me, if we don't see the value of our own communities and invest in each other and grow just like any capitalized society, I'm afraid because our inflation is already going on. And one of the big places that's going on is right there in Delaware. And the reason it's going on in Delaware is because Delaware is a two-story state. And all of those black folks, those communities that had communities close to the ocean, they done took them away. You don't even know what these communities, black communities, they don't even exist anymore. So this is going on now all over the country. They're going to be buying, trying to buy out their communities. Don't let it happen. I'm the best at the devil. And like the sister just told you, 3.25% interest. Now is the time to use your equity. Why have $200,000 or $300,000 in equity and not use it? But again, and so take these money and grow big businesses. We all could be in large businesses in 3 to 6 months. So we only have 19 seconds, so I can stop running my mouth at hopefully at 8 o'clock. And our call in show at 8 o'clock is going to be 712-451-0683. 712-451-0683. And the code 614-060-POUND. The code 614-060-POUND. So until next week, at the same time, Bilal Methodist Bynum saying good evening, and we will be more than happy to be next week and see you at Black Wall Street. Good evening.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Thank you.